guys, dudes, buddies, welcome back to yet another episode of American Dudocracy here in the Honey Hut. Jamming out, just wrapping up some live content. Figure I better not get distracted. Start off with introductions. Sitting here with the dudes, Mayor Dave and El Kamikazo. El Mayor.
Thank you for bringing me in with that beautiful music. Appreciate that. And how about Kamikaze? How are you today?
Springtime's my favorite, so all is good right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Beautiful day. Sun is out. Mm-mm.
How about you, Mr. Executive Producer, Mic Drop?
Magic.
Man, went from no nicknames to a whole bunch of nicknames and titles. I'm good, man. I'm great. Sitting here chilling with you dudes. Token on a cigar. Got the exhaust fan running.
I believe it's smoking.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Okay.
them token on a cigar. Sorry. Not sorry. Well, fellas, boy, I guess first things first, I've got a Drew Estate. Man, I'm a Drew Estate snob. I think that's kind of where I lie.
Hard to beat.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got an Undercrown.
What?
Maduro. Not Moderno. This one's not brought to you by Pfizer. It is a Undercrown Maduro.
Never heard of that. State.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Anyway, a rating coming, but that's what I got going on here. Dave O's nubbing the nub.
Yep, I got myself a little nub here.
Nipping on the
actually,
nub over
pretty
there.
Pretty delicious. It's got a great aroma to it. I really am enjoying it.
Nubs are good. Yeah. They always burn. They're solid.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, and I'm smoking a Tabac S-E special, as they say in Colorado.
That's right.
Well, especially.
Especially in Colorado.
Especially.
That's right. Especially.
Yeah, espresso.
So, also by Drew Estate.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm with you.
Dave's the Oliva. That's what that's Oliva. I like that actually.
Oh, blowing smoke rings.
He's smoke ringing it up. Pro.
These are really good for smoke rings.
He's a pro.
These are not. I haven't found one yet that's good for smoke rings. So it's definitely the cigar, Dave. I like that.
And Dwayne takes a big breath of air and then tries to blow a smoke ring, and he's not very handy in that fashion.
Hold on.
That's right.
He just draws it with a cigar there. I see it.
It's hard to blow smoke rings with square cigars. Yeah. I don't know. That was weird.
That's right. It's all about the cigar.
Can't wait for
90% the cigar.
Triangle the one.
Yeah, exactly right.
The Toblerone version of cigar.
good stuff, man. Well, dudes. So I have a question. I guess, man, let me just blast out with a question. Why is there no outrage for Hamas to surrender and give up the hostages?
Ooh. Going Israeli already.
Let me go heavy.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I've seen all kinds of other demands. Oh, ceasefire. Oh, Biden. Oh, no support in Israel. Oh, stop. I have not personally seen one demand for Hamas, who started the invasion, who murdered 1,200, raped, murdered, killed, invaded Israel. I have not heard one outcry from any entity that's like, Hamas, surrender, give up the hostages, or you will be destroyed.
Well, and babies. There was babies involved in all this. Murderous.
Correct.
Evil killing. Things.
Yep. Yeah.
I've not heard one. Have you?
Do you know of any names of any American hostages that are in this? They've never said them. There has never been a list of names, has there?
I've seen a couple, but I had to do some digging to find them, right?
That's not on the news.
No, correct. I haven't heard one outcry. There's no, how can the entire world, okay, let me just ask this question. The entire world watched what Hamas did. They saw it. We know of it. We're aware of it. We may not have watched it, right? We know that Hamas came over the border into Israel and attacked them. Why wouldn't the entire world say, no, stop it?
Or support Israel with defending themselves, right?
Well, I mean, if I would venture to say, yeah, yeah. But I would venture to say that if the entire world were to look at Hamas and say, give up the hostages or we will destroy all of you.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been done that day. They would have given up and been done. Why is that not? Why hasn't that happened?
You know, what's odd is you, if you look at this quote, quote, Palestinian nation, if you will, there is not another country that even wants these people. They have completely worn out their welcome in all the surrounding countries. No, nobody wants them, but they're sure willing to shove them over to Israel. I find that kind of bizarre too. It's like, oh, woo. Because they cause so much discontent everywhere they're at. And they're still lobbing missiles. And I just don't understand how come our world is so judgmental to Israel when it's these people that cannot seem to mind
this
and behave.
This group of people who voted, whatever, Hamas, right? I'm pointing toward Hamas, I guess, is kind of my, and I may be incorrect in my assessment of that, right? Because that's how little that we know about the whole situation, really. Yeah, I don't know, because the rest of the surrounding countries are not allowing any refugees from Palestine into their countries, which border Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, they're like, nope, can't have it because you support and radicalize and blah, 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 blah. Like there's all this list and this isn't my list, but if that's what they do, that would be my response to, that is my response. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
wouldn't let them in.
And what gives all these surrounding nations the right to judge Israel for protecting themselves and put all these rules, regulations, can't do this, got to do that. No. Why is it that you can't win a war that's been waged against you on an attack?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's in the Bible. It's weird how much hate there is for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it calls it out in the end times, right? They hated me before they hated you and they will come to persecute, but God's, you know, going to protect them. And I do believe that, but I think Israel, if they were, I've seen it, this amazing simplification of the war there. It's a very difficult war to understand, but it's very simple to explain. They want Israel dead. Israel just wants peace, right? It's like, man, they will lay down their guns and not attack anybody, and people get that, and that's what they hate about them. But if they did that, they would get wiped out, right? But if Hamas laid down their guns, there would be peace. You know, but they don't. And so it's just this weird, super hard to get around. It's a powder keg, you know, there's no fixing
sure
that.
Is.
And then you get into the whole Muslim thing. And I think you jeopardize the rest of the countries over there are all more Muslim. And that's just a powder keg, right? Where just Israel, it's just a small Christian nation. They wipe them out, right?
And they're completely surrounded. And it's a nation. Is it the size of New Jersey? Is that what it is?
Roughly, yes. I believe so.
I mean, it's dinky.
The size of a state, right? A smaller state, not a Texas or an Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're completely surrounded by, let's say, enemies, truthfully, well, of the nation.
Absolutely. Yeah, enemies. I mean, they were attacked, so that is their enemy by definition. Mm-hmm. That just kind of strikes me. Like there is no, the entire world should be demanding Hamas surrender and give up the hostages. That's all Israel wants. That's what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the world should be supporting that 100%. Now, I would argue that everybody that's pissed off And I would be, I'm one. Everyone that's upset, pissed off about the situation, about people starving and the aid and the issues, the humanitarian crisis that's at large going on in Palestine. Everybody that's upset about that should be demanding Hamas surrender and give up the hostages. Then all of that ends. All of that ends.
Today.
Today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But where is that? Like, that's the message I think we need to start. Surrender. Surrender. Give up the hostages. Surrender. And then, you will be spared.
Yeah. Agreed. And then we'll talk.
Yep.
But until then, it's on.
Do you think any of these hostages are actually alive?
I've got a couple articles saved, and I don't know that I have the heart and the ability to read them about eyewitness accounts of what transpired during the initial invasion, with the murder, rape, murder, and rape again after dead issues that were transpiring in the initial invasion. Okay.
It's true.
That's just straight evil.
It's the worst
evil.
It's some of the worst
what it is,
ever.
Right?
Right. Like it's absolutely. So that's where I'm like, is the world in such a place where we can't agree on that? Because we're at a dangerous intersection. And that intersection will be won by God. So fair warning. Fair warning. And you know what, man? I understand the humanitarian crisis. I get that. And that's why I'm adamant about supporting, absolute 100% supporting the destruction of Hamas and surrender of Hamas and release of the hostages. 100%.
Absolutely. You know, you talk about a people that hide behind their women and children, yeah. Sacrifice them.
Right.
That's the most cowardly war I've ever
exactly.
seen.
They put their headquarters underneath the hospitals. Like, come on.
Humanitarian really?
Cowardly.
Places and ridiculous. What kind of are these real men? Honestly, would a real man do that? Or is that just a coward, cowardly. A barbarian coward?
Yep.
It's incredible, you know, the eyewitness accounts that were witnessed that people have shared. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. And I'll tell you what, I just don't know why. It's a simple solution. Band together and Hamas surrender, give up the hostages, and it's over right now.
It's over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, have no place. Groups like Hamas have no place on this planet.
No. And Iran is stirring this. They're funding it. Mm-hmm. They are.
Iran's next.
Yeah.
That's how I'll say that.
Yep.
And you know, Israel, for a little country, and America supports them. And I absolutely support that.
For now.
They are dealing some damage and everybody's seeing it. I don't know, man, without getting into all that military strategy, cause that's just not anywhere where we can speak intelligently cause we don't have the information, but I just wonder why there's no, that's my question, man.
You know what? I am very impressed with Netanyahu though. I'll be honest with you, because he's not caving,
right?
He's not caving to all these demands of, you got to stop right now. And okay. Let's make a solution where they can live there and they'll be peaceful now. You
know, they tried that land for peace thing. They tried that. They gave mm-hmm. them the Gaza Strip. They gave them Palestine. And what happened? They kept wanting more. They're a bully in a schoolyard. They draw a line in the sand and they keep pushing it. They keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. Next thing you know, you have no other option but to fight back, right?
It's true.
So
when you're cornered, what do you do to a bully?
Right.
You have to fight.
Punch them in the face, yeah. Right? That's the only thing that's going to
yep.
stop the attack.
A few hundred times.
Right.
well, you know, Anyway, guys, that man, sorry, took us off that ledge right out the gate. But that's something that's been weighing on my conscience, man. Like, we just have to see it for what it is. It's there are so many political talking heads that are muddying this up without just addressing that one very straightforward, very deserving and simple position.
Well, let's go back to the 40s when Germany started annihilating and gassing and shoving people in trenches and just gunning them down. What did America do? We went to war on this deal. What would this world have looked like had we not done that? We confronted the bully, took him out, game over. The world became a whole lot more peaceful, you know, till now, so to speak. But we dealt with it. Why are we placating with all this? Why do we not head into this confrontationally and put an end to it now? I mean, the surrender would be...
They've got the media. I think the Hamas folks, they're making this case that they're doing good, whatever. Then the media's buying it up, mm-hmm. and that's what they're projecting. And that's why I think people are falsely supporting something that they believe is good. But how can you support someone like that, right? Do they know the truth? Are they even looking at that? I know a while back they had that the elites in Hollywood. Didn't they do that movie that showed all the atrocities? Like, it had eyewitness accounts. It had actually videos.
Yes, they were
of
showing it. Yeah.
And then there was a bunch of protests that broke out, right? Like, support trying. Palestine.
They were trying, and the people leaving the movie were beating the hell out of the people like, protesting. Dude, like, you don't know what you're talking about.
did you just see what they did?
Right.
Like, go watch that thing, right? Like, wow, that'll open your eyes. I haven't seen any of that. I just heard some accounts of it, but
wow. I have not seen that movie.
Evil. I'm not even sure if it's out there. I'm not even sure if I want to.
Right? Yeah.
But
I think we can imagine what had happened based off the accounts that was in the news and so forth. But my thing is, we keep playing with the serpent. We keep, you know, petting the serpent, if you will. And I'm telling you, we can't be doing that. That is a hornet's nest.
Well, you brought up a good point, Dave. So Germany, World War One. Let's go back to World War One,
mm-hmm.
before the Holocaust. So World War One, Germany played a central role in kicking off World War One, right? So the world came together, defeated them, left the same people there, which then rose again to power, created the Holocaust, started World War II. All the atrocities that could have been prevented because they tried. The diplomatic end to World War One was sanctioning, control, and all the other things. We're gonna pressure from the outside to the inside and make Germany change. Well, those sanctions have essentially turned Germany against the rest of the world again. Hitler rose to power because of those sanctions and because of that outside to inside influence, which then came World War II. Right? We're going to kick everybody out of here that didn't believe in Germany being the superpower. Everybody that disagrees is silenced, killed, taken out. World War II ensues. Here we are again. So at what point do we learn that there are players in this world that have no place? Right? I mean, again, we're talking human lives here. However, there's a fundamental basic right that humans have. And if once you infringe upon someone else's rights, you're not playing by the world rules. So I just don't get it, man. I don't get why it has to be so convoluted.
Right. I get the human rights thing, but that more applies to those who can't protect, who can't defend themselves. This is different. They made a decision. They chose to do this, and they chose to use human shields, mm-hmm. and women and children, murder, rape, all that stuff. And just look at the Bible, right? Look how many people God allowed Israel to just wipe out, right? Like, just wipe them all out, kill them all and their children and kill their pets and add all that stuff too, because that evil has no place. If you don't pull it out by the root, it's going to come back, right? And I think that's what we're seeing. So yeah, you need to pull that out by the root.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we go back to the snake. You got to chop the head off.
Chop the head off, right?
You really do. You can't keep petting it and shoving it in the corner. It's going to come back.
Right.
So, and it did, and it is. Mm-hmm. It's happening now.
So, and I'm kind of with Israel. I mean, wipe them out. Their battle is not done until they're like wiped out, right?
I agree.
That's the only way to guarantee that you have peace on that border anyway.
And the faster it happens, the less the innocent bystanders will be. I mean, that's given the current scenario. Now, if the entire world were to join hands, I would say that would happen today.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. That's my take. That's our take, I guess, right? It's sure there's a lot of stuff we've missed, but I mean, at some point you can get lost in the weeds when you just need to start cutting down weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Get the Roundup out.
Yeah.
You know, no nukes.
Yeah, please. Calm
just
heads.
Said how many Americans are supporting Hamas?
It's and unreal.
Palestinians and yeah.
Well, they're uneducated. They're brainwashed.
Yeah.
They've been brainwashed.
They have this, my impression is they've got this sense that they're supporting the underdog and underdog always wins and all or wants, everyone wants the underdog to win, but that's just not the case here. We're rooting out evil is what Israel's trying to do, right?
I just remember who started the war.
Yeah.
Who started the invasion?
Who started it? What did they do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many of those festival goers deserved to be raped and murdered? How many people living in their homes with people over, having sleepovers, kids that were murdered and killed by the dozens in their own bedrooms? What'd they do? Oh, they went to bed that night.
Yeah.
You know, they were living in their home. I don't know, man. I have a very, very different approach on the whole Hamas thing. And I just think this world has no place for people like that.
Really doesn't.
We should not allow that.
You know, you go back to looking at Israel as a nation throughout the Bible, and it is pretty brutal, you know, during the Exodus and different things. And of course they were scattered. Now they came together through the Exodus, but God did tell them on a lot of occasions, you are to wipe these people out. You're not to take any treasures, burn it all. You're not to pillage here at any fashion. And like you were saying, they wiped out their herds, the camels, the donkeys, the goats, everything. And that was for a reason, because if they hadn't have, and they didn't on some occasions, then it cost them a lot of lives.
Exactly.
You know, throughout their history. But
that was part of their fall too,
yep.
Right? They let these,
yep.
The women and whatnot, and they corrupted the men and they brought in their own
gods,
religions and gods. And yeah.
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 But isn't it time that we do that in our own lives? I mean, why do we placate? And why do we not do that even in our own personal lives? We've all got enemies that are trying to attack us. And, you know, in several podcasts, we talk about different things, you know, drugs and alcohol and different things like that. Why are we not stopping? Can we just stop and think realistically that, you know, this little snake's going to grow up and it's eventually going to devour us? I see that all the time, sometimes on social media. Not that I really pay attention to it, but there's people that are, you know, they have these cool exotic animals they're playing with. Next thing you know, they got their kids, ate my kid, you know, dingo ate my baby.
Right.
And it's like, why do we not understand that an animal is an animal? It's not a pet. You can't take a wild,
right,
natured beast and make it a pet. These things never work.
But I gave it a name. Carl.
I asked him nicely.
My alligator Carl ate my dog.
He's my friend.
Yeah. But I had a name. I pet him. Yeah, that's a good point, Dave. You know, to take that in that direction, you know, look at analyzing our own lives. Exactly right. Why placate? Why not learn from the mistake and cut it off?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great analogy. And that's an absolute call our feet to the fire moment. Are we doing that in our own lives? Are we holding ourselves to that standard? And the answer to that is no, not the way we should or could, because if we were, we would join hands and call for the end of that stuff because we see too much. Maybe we see too much of ourselves in our enemy. So we have too much sympathy. So we need to start distancing ourselves from that life to get back to the truth. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. It's an interesting, weird web.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. We could go down a lot of rabbit holes with this, you know, for personal reasons. I mean, you know, I look back in my life and there's times where I allowed things like that to kind of fester and grow. It's like a yeast, just a little bit made that dough rise. And next thing you know, you got a monster and we got to stop that. Even personally,
right?
I'm preaching to myself.
I'm listening. I agree, man. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. And that's a self-evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not projecting anything on anyone listening. That's absolutely looking ourselves in the mirror and understanding what it is and what it's not,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, we talk about that a lot. I think that's a very important thing, you know, self-evaluation, self-progress, self-reflection, and a way to be better, you know, to better your lives, enrich your lives. And it's not through materials. It's not through alcohol and drugs and garbage. It's about fundamentals, right? The fundamental truth of life.
Look what porn has done to men,
man.
And women. Do you know that a lot more women are involved in porn and different things more than ever before too? It was kind of the same thing and how it ruins marriages and relationships and corrupts. And you look at the Jeffrey Dahmers and, you know, it just starts little. And then before you know it, it's just, what the hell am I doing? Yeah,
infected everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so let's talk about OnlyFans. So the economy crunches. People feel financial burden, financial strain. And look at how many people turn to OnlyFans and porn. The pivot, right? Regardless of what other avenues, you know, some may or may not have pursued. Well, I can make $10,000 a month showing my ass on the internet. So just a little bit of stress, a little bit of squeeze. And there's a portion of people out there that absolutely destructed and turned against their morals to chase dollars. So now, do I have empathy? Yes, I understand. We need to eat. We have bills to pay. But what are you willing to sacrifice?
Yeah.
Right? That's the fundamental question.
Yeah.
And we all have to answer.
Yeah.
And you have to answer for yourself. There is no buddy system that I'm aware of. There's no one standing up there for you. So again, like,
yeah,
that's where the snake, the head, you cut the head of the snake, cut it off. That should not enter your realm of possibilities. Mm-hmm. It's just not something we should partake in, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And porn is a huge deal. Everybody carries around a device on their person. 9.5 hours of average screen time a day for young adults between 18 and mid 20s or so. 9.5 hours a day.
It's insane.
And that thing has an unlimited amount of connectivity to all that garbage, all that filth.
Yep.
So what do we, you know, again, little crunch here. Oh, if I just put a little economic squeeze, we can put people right into this category and they'll start going against this and moves them further away from God, moves them further away from having some sort of base, which puts them right where we need them, which is vulnerable.
It's slowly though, right? It's a slow fade. I love that Casting Crown song, slow fade.
Yeah.
That's how it happens, right? It starts off just very incrementally, changes just incrementally, and the next thing you know, over 20, 30, 40, 50 years, look how far our morality has fallen, right? Mm-hmm. Since the 50s, right? Like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Way yeah. back in the 1900s.
Way back.
Yes, brought a lot of good people down, you know, and it's that's why you have, hey, just recently, this all this Hollywood stuff coming out with a lot of these actors and all this filth and this weird stuff that's coming out of the woodwork. And, you know, one of the things we were talking, we talked here in a live podcast, and encourage everybody to listen to the what's the name of that podcast we did that we're talking about basically a lot of flights, and we were doing a lot of analogies on
the Epstein stuff,
yep,
and the flight logs, and now Hollywood is just eating themselves with all the corruption and sex trafficking allegations. And
things are coming out of the woodworks on that. And the Bible says, be sure your sins will find you out, correct? At some point, they're going to. Believe me, I'm a witness to that. I've experienced that. So
the light shall overcome the darkness.
Yes, it will. But yep. We were talking about a podcast, aerodynamics and airplanes. Dwayne was giving us a lot of his wisdom on his experience as a pilot and how we
flying to Epstein Island.
Yeah, no, were you?
I have never.
Okay,
flown.
All right. He's not on the list, but anyway, how you get off track? One click.
Just want to be clear there,
right?
And here we go. Pretty soon, you're in a toilet bowl.
Exactly.
But here comes Hollywood out here recently, and a lot of big names are being, well, we talked, you know, P. Diddy. And
Cuba.
Yeah. Cuba.
Dude, there's a lot of things coming out, and it's rightfully so. You know, you can't hide forever. And I just want to reflect a little bit on the last handful of years when most of these very same people, these famous people, you put a camera in their face and they're on a movie. So next thing you know, they're the most important people on the planet for some reason, because they can act. Oh, I acted as the president, so I should have an opinion on this. Shut up. They were the ones telling us how messed up our lives are, how we need to give up our, to hell with your rights. That was a couple of the comments. To hell with your rights. We need to join together, and this is for the better of... They don't need guns. We have security guards. We have private security people with guns. So I don't need to carry a gun. So neither should you.
Yeah, I don't carry guns.
Yeah.
Security guards do.
Yeah. Right. My entire group. But
they leave that part out.
These are the people that are trying to tell us what our morality should be. So again, there's one place you should get that information. And it's not on the there is one TV show, actually. The Chosen is a pretty good depiction, I would say. There's probably more than one. That's just one that I could think of. And the Bible. You should find your morality in the Bible. Your compass should start there. That's your zero.
You know what's funny to me? I was thinking about a movie that is absolutely hilarious. It's clean. And it's amazing. Tim Allen in Galaxy Quest. So think about this. Yeah, this is there's a scene that really got to me, and it's hilarious. But here they are thinking this is a documentary. There's aliens that come to Earth thinking that this documentary that they've been watching, quote documentary, which is they were fooled because they didn't realize these guys were actors, right? Like it's kind of like an old Star Trek spoof. But anyway, one of the scenes is with these aliens. They were crushed because they found out that
the spaceship was fake.
Yeah. These guys, you were pretending all this. You're pretenders. That's all that actors are. They're pretenders. Yeah. They're pretending to be somebody that they're not, and they're good at it. So, okay. That's cool. But
dude,
it's fake.
If you want
to pay him millions of dollars, they're good at pretending.
I mean, if you're going to listen, like, let's just take the Hollywood scenario. And if you're going to watch a movie or watch a story and that message is going to resonate with you, you should look more to the writer than the actor. The actor just reads what the writer gives them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and people look up to the actor who's just reading the script.
Exactly. Yeah.
Line.
Pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing with politicians. Line. It's the same thing, man. It's funny when once you step back away from it and you get a look at it, I try to view it with a little bit of humor and humility. Some of it is absolutely not funny, right? The current events in the world are not funny. The sex trafficking is not funny. But this ideology of putting these people up on pedestals and listening to their opinions and this false reality is humorous. It's like, what?
Yeah.
What? I'll bypass. So a single mother shows up at a meeting and wants to talk about life struggles on how we need to affect change in the community. And we're going to listen to an actor over this single mother who lives life daily and takes care of her children, works two jobs and gets them to school and feeds them and cares for them and healthcare and on down the line, sports and educates them and brings them up and raises them into society. But her opinion is less than this actor.
Pretender.
Come
yeah.
on, dude. Mm-hmm.
And they're worth millions of dollars for pretending.
Right.
And we glorify them.
We do. We do.
Yep.
We do. And our military is underpaid. Yeah. On down the line.
Again, that's our culture though, right? We pay for entertainment. So we're supporting the wrong stuff. Yeah. Ugh. That's sobering, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking, so the Chosen, let me throw that out there. So The Chosen, you can go to The Chosen website and there's a program where people have donated money and they take those donations. And if you've never watched an episode and you have to create a login, which is nothing, they will give you access to some of that's already been prepaid by another listener. Like we did, we watched them. We're like, this is great. We support it. So we donated some money to the cause. So then someone who comes across it gets the ability to watch it without having to pay for it.
Forward then.
So we've paid That's it awesome. Forward. Yeah. So those it's out there. If you have not watched any of that, please do. It is a fantastic view. And it's, in my opinion, it's very, very close to the biblical way that it went down, right? It's mm-hmm. a very close story. So it's a good thing. So if you're looking for entertainment, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Good, clean.
Well, you get to learn too, right? Yeah. And I love The Chosen because it presents a softer side of Jesus, right? It's hard just reading the Bible to see how, but I think Dallas Jenkins, the producer, the creator of The Chosen, I think he did a great job just softening Jesus, and he's hard when he needs to be, but you know, he's just a guy, fully God, fully human too, right? Which is the beautiful part. Yeah. And I think very Jonathan, relatable. The actor, yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, acting. Jonathan Rumi, right? There's a lot of good, mm-hmm. there's a lot of really good actors. They played those parts really well.
Yeah. Kevin Sorbo is another Christian actor. Yeah, you want to support those type of guys, right?
Yeah. Support people that are putting out a good message, you know?
Exactly.
You won't find them on any flight lists. Maybe someday Dwayne's flight list, you know?
Maybe. That'd be cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Be cool. Mm-hmm. Fly them around. Scout for elk. Things like that, you know?
Right.
Well, fellas, man, I took us down a weird rabbit hole. I know we weren't necessarily trying to go down there today, but man, we have to be aware. We have to think of these things. These are the realities we live in. So, man, I appreciate you guys throwing your two cents in, and you know, these are our opinions and we're going to say them. We're going to say it like it is.
We're always trying to better ourselves, and especially when we come together as men that love the Lord, and we're always doing, you know, a self-check, so to speak. I think that's super important. We talk about the Hamas deal. We talk about, you know, what it takes to be a man, and you have to be accountable to the Lord. It's in eternity, you will be.
That's right.
Accountable for
choose
it.
Choose wisely.
You choose wisely, but check yourself.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Often. So that being said, check us out. We've got some stuff coming up We are really kind of, man, we've been pounding the live episodes. So if you are not following us on Podbean, please download the Podbean app. Find us, American Dudocracy. Follow us. You'll get notifications when we go live. You can join in the chat. You can be part of the podcast. You can just sit in and listen. Feel free to jump in and out, entertain yourselves, whatever. Find us, man, that Podbean app. It's free. We have no ads, which is very rare in the podcast world because everything has a ton of ads. So we value your time. We also value our time. We're trying to just bring awareness, talk about everyday things. Find us, like us, share us, if you would, please, throw a share out there. Help us spread the word, spread the show.
Yep.
It takes 2 seconds, man. We would greatly appreciate any shares. So that being said, you can always email us, AmericanDudocracy@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for listening.
Yep.
Thanks for joining.